said, "A servant of Allah committed a sin and said, 'O Allah, forgive my sin.' And Allah, glorified and exalted be He, said, 'My servant has committed a sin and has known that he has a Lord who forgives sins and punishes for them.' Then he sinned again and said, 'O Lord, forgive me my sin.' And Allah, glorified and exalted be He, said, 'My servant has committed a sin and has known that he has a Lord who forgives sins and punishes for them.' Then he sinned again and said, 'O Lord, forgive me my sin.' And Allah, glorified and exalted be He, said, 'My servant has committed a sin and has known that he has a Lord who forgives sins and punishes for them. Do what you wish, for I have forgiven you.'" It was related by Muslim. Hadith 34. عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول قال الله تعالى يا ابن آدم إنك ما دعوتني ورجوتني غفرت لك على ما كان منك ولا أبالي يا ابن آدم لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء ثم استغفرتني غفرت لك يا ابن آدم إنك لو أتيتني بقراب الأرض خطايا ثم لقيتني لا تشرك بي شيئا لأتيتك بقرابها مغفرة رواه الترمذي. On the authority of Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, "I heard the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, say, 'Allah the Almighty said, O son of Adam, so long as you call upon me and beg me, I shall forgive you for what you have done, and I shall not mind. O son of Adam, were your sins to reach the clouds of the sky, and were you then to ask forgiveness of me, I would forgive you. O son of Adam, were you to come to me with sins nearly as great as the earth, and were you then to face me, ascribing no partner to me, I would bring you forgiveness in a like measure to that of your sins." It was related by At-Tirmidhi. Hadith 35. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يتنزل ربنا تبارك وتعالى كل ليلة إلى سماء الدنيا حيث يبقى ثلث الليل الآخر فيقول من يدعوني فأستجيب له من يسألني فأعطيه من يستغفرني فأغفر له رواه البخاري وفي رواية لمسلم زيادة فلا يزال كذلك حتى يضيء الفجر. On the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, who said that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, "Our Lord, glorified and exalted be He, descends each night to the lowest heaven when there remains the final third of the night. And He says, 'Who is saying a prayer to me that I may answer it? Who is asking something of me that I may give it to him? Who is asking forgiveness of me that I may forgive him?'" It was related by Al-Bukhari. In a version by Muslim, the hadith ends with the words, "And thus he continues till the light of the dawn shines." Hadith 36. عن أنس رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يجتمع المؤمنون يوم القيامة فيقولون لو استشفعنا إلى ربنا فيأتون آدم فيقولون أنت أبو الناس خلقك الله بيده وأسجد لك ملائكته وعلمك أسماء كل شيء فاشفع لنا عند ربك حتى يريحنا من مكاننا هذا فيقول لست هناكم ويذكر ذنبه فيستحي ائتوا نوحا فإنه أول رسول بعثه الله إلى أهل الأرض فيأتونه فيقول لست هناكم، ويذكر سؤاله ربه ما ليس له به علم، فيستحي فيقول ائتوا خليل الرحمن أي إبراهيم عليه السلام، فيأتونه فيقول لست هناكم، ائتوا موسى عبدا كلمه الله وأعطاه التوراة، فيأتونه فيقول لست هناكم، ويذكر قتل النفس بغير نفس، فيستحي من ربه فيقول ائتوا عيسى عبد الله ورسوله وكلمة الله وروحه، فيأتونه فيقول لست هناكم، ائتوا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم عبدا غفر الله له ما تقدم من ذنبه وما تأخر، فيأتونني فأنطلق حتى أستأذن على ربي فيؤذن، فإذا رأيت ربي وقعت ساجدا فيدعني ما شاء الله، ثم يقال ارفع رأسك وسل تعطه وقل يسمع واشفع تشفع، فأرفع رأسي فأحمده بتحميد يعلمني، ثم أشفع فيحد لي حدا فأدخلهم الجنة، ثم أعود إليه فإذا رأيت ربي فأقع ساجدا مثله أي مثل ما سبق، ثم أشفع فيحد لي حدا فأدخلهم الجنة، ثم أعود الثالثة، ثم أعود الرابعة، فأقول ما بقي في النار إلا من حبسه القرآن ووجب عليه الخلود، رواه البخاري. وفي رواية أخرى للبخاري زيادة قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يخرج من النار من قال لا إله إلا الله وكان في قلبه من الخير ما يزن شعيره، ثم يخرج من النار من قال إلا الله وكان في قلبه من الخير ما يزن بره، ثم يخرج من النار من قال لا إله إلا الله وكان في قلبه ما يزن من الخير ذرة. On the authority of Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, who said, "The believers will gather together on the day of resurrection and will say, 'Should we not ask someone to intercede for us with our Lord?' So they will come to Adam and will say, 'You are the father of mankind. Allah created you with his hand, and he made his angels bow down to you, and he taught you the names of everything. So intercede for us with your Lord, so that he may give us relief from this place where we are.' And he will say, 'I am not in a position to do that.' And he will mention his wrongdoing and will feel ashamed and will say, 'Go to Noah, for he is the first messenger that Allah sent to the inhabitants of the earth.' So they will come to him and he will say, 'I am not in a position to do that.' And he will mention his having requested something of his Lord about which he had no proper knowledge, and he will feel ashamed and will say, 'Go to the friend of the merciful,' referring to Abraham alayhi salam. So they will come to him and he will say, 'I am not in a position to do that. Go to Moses, a servant to whom Allah talked and to whom he gave the Torah.' So they will come to him and he will say, 'I am not in a position to do that.' And he will mention the taking of a life other than for a life. And he will feel ashamed in the sight of his Lord and will say, 'Go to Jesus, Allah's servant and messenger, Allah's word and spirit.' So they will come to him and he will say, 'I am not in a position to do that. Go to Muhammad. May the blessings and the peace of Allah be upon him. A servant to whom Allah has forgiven all his wrongdoing. So they will come to me and I shall set forth to ask permission to come to my Lord, and permission will be given. And when I shall see my Lord, I shall prostrate myself. He will leave me thus for such time as it pleases him. Then it will be said to me, Raise your head, ask and it will be granted, speak and it will be heard. Intercede and your intercession will be accepted. So I shall raise my head and praise Allah with a form of praise that He will teach me. Then I shall intercede and He will set me a limit as to the number of people. So I shall admit them into paradise. Then I shall return to Him. And when I shall see my Lord, I shall bow down as before. Then I shall intercede and He will set me a limit as to the number of people. So I shall admit them into paradise. Then I shall return for a third time, then a fourth, and I shall say, There remains in hellfire only those whom the Quran has confined, and who must be there for eternity. It was related by Muslim. Another version by Al-Bukhari adds, The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, There shall come out of hellfire he who has said, There is no God but Allah, and who has in his heart goodness weighing a barley corn. Then there shall come out of hellfire he who has said, There is no God but Allah, and who has in his heart goodness weighing a grain of wheat. Then there shall come out of hellfire he who has said, There is no God but Allah, and who has in his heart goodness weighing an atom. Hadith 37. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله أعددت لعباد الصالحين ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر فاقرأوا إن شئتم فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين صدق الله العظيم رواه البخاري. On the authority of Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah said, I have prepared for my righteous servants in paradise what no eye has ever seen, and no ear has ever heard, nor has it ever occurred to any human heart. Thus recite, if you wish, the Quranic verse, and no soul knows what joys for them has been kept hidden. Related by Al-Bukhari. Hadith 38. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لما خلق الله الجنة والنار أرسل جبريل إلى الجنة فقال انظر إليها وإلى ما أعددت لأهلها فيها قال فجاءها ونظر إليها وإلى ما أعد الله لأهلها فيها قال فرجع إليه قال فوعزتك لا يسمع بها أحد إلا دخلها فأمر بها فحفت بالمكاره فقال ارجع إليها فانظر إلى ما أعددت لأهلها فيها قال فرجع إليها فإذا هي قد حفت بالمكاره فرجع إليه فقال وعزتك لقد خفت ألا يدخلها أحد قال اذهب إلى النار فانظر إليها وإلى ما أعددت لأهلها فيها فإذا هي يركب بعضها بعضا فرجع إليه فقال وعزتك لا يسمع بها أحد فيدخلها فأمر بها فحفت بالشهوات فقال ارجع إليها فرجع إليها فقال وعزتك لقد خشيت ألا ينجو منها أحد إلا دخلها رواه الترمذي. On the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, When Allah created paradise and hellfire, He sent Gabriel to paradise, saying, "Look at it and at what I have prepared therein for its inhabitants." The Prophet ﷺ said, "So Gabriel went to it and looked at it and at what Allah had prepared therein for its inhabitants." The Prophet said, "So Gabriel returned to Allah and said, 'By your glory, anyone who hears of it will enter it.' So Allah ordered that it be encompassed by forms of hardship and religious disciplines, and said to the angel Gabriel to return to it and look at what I have prepared therein for its inhabitants." The Prophet ﷺ said, "So Gabriel returned to it and found that it was encompassed by forms of hardship and religious disciplines. Then he returned to Allah and said, 'By your glory, I fear that no one will ever enter it.'" Allah said, "Go to hellfire and look at it and at what I have prepared therein for its inhabitants." And the angel Gabriel found that it was in layers of fierce fire, one above the other. Then he returned to Allah and said, "By your glory, no one who hears of it will enter it." So Allah ordered that it be encompassed by lusts and worldly desires. Then Allah said, "Return now to it." And the angel Gabriel returned to it and said, "By your glory, I am frightened that no one will escape from entering it." It was related by At-Tirmidhi. Hadith 39. عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال احتجت الجنة والنار فقالت النار في الجبارون والمتكبرون وقالت الجنة في ضعفاء الناس ومساكينهم فقضى الله بينهما إنك الجنة رحمتي أرحم بك من أشاء وإنك النار عذابي أعذب بك من أشاء ولكليكما علي ملؤها رواه مسلم. On the authority of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, may Allah be pleased with him, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, "Paradise and hellfire disputed together, and hellfire said, 'In me are the mighty and the haughty.' Paradise said, 'In me are the weak and the poor.' So Allah judged between them, saying, 'You are paradise, in you is my mercy, and with you I show mercy to those I wish. And you are hellfire, in you is my punishment, through you I punish those I wish. And it is incumbent upon me that each of you shall have its fill." Related by Muslim. Hadith 40. عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله يقول لأهل الجنة يا أهل الجنة فيقولون لبيك ربنا وسعديك والخير في يديك فيقول هل رضيتم فيقولون وما لنا لا نرضى يا رب وقد أعطيتنا ما لم تعط أحدا من خلقك فيقول ألا أعطيكم أفضل من ذلك فيقولون يا رب وأي شيء أفضل من ذلك فيقول أحل عليكم رضواني فلا أسخط عليكم بعده أبدا رواه البخاري. On the authority of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, may Allah be pleased with him, who said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will say to the inhabitants of paradise, "All inhabitants of paradise," they will say, "O our Lord, we present ourselves and are at your pleasure, and goodness rests in your hands. Then Allah will say, are you contented? And they will say, and how should we not be contented, O Lord, when you have given to us that which you have given to no one else of your creation? Then Allah will say, would you not like me to give you something better than that? And they will say, O Lord, and what thing is better than that? And Allah will say, I shall cause my favor to descend upon you, and thereafter shall never be displeased with you. 'Twas related by Al-Bukhari.